People's Republic of China is joining the world.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Great pleasure to see you again.
Good to see you again.
I'm glad you
said
that.
Good to meet
you.
Me too.
And we're going to have a very successful meeting, I have no doubt. But he's a very tough negotiator. That's not good. We know each other well.
President, do you plan to sign a trade deal today?
Could be. We'll have a great understanding. We have a great relationship. We've always had a great relationship. Which way? Thank you very much, everybody. Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor to be with a friend of mine, really for a long time now, if you think about it. The very, very distinguished and respected president of China. And we will be having some discussions. I think we've already agreed to a lot of things, and we'll agree to some more right now. President Xi is a great leader of a great country. And I think we're going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time. And it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much. Thank you.
President Trump, it is a great pleasure for me as well to meet you. And it feels very warm seeing you again because it's been many years. Since your re-election, we have spoken on the phone 3 times, exchanged several letters, and stayed in close contact. And our joint guidance, China-US relations have remained stable on the whole. Given our different national conditions, we do not always see eye to eye with each other, and it is normal for the two leading economies of the world to have frictions now and then. And in the face of winds, waves, and challenges, you and I, at the helm of China-US relations, should stay the right course and ensure the steady sailing forward of the giant ship of China-US relations. I always believe that China's development goes hand in hand with your vision to make America great again. Our two countries are fully able to help each other succeed and prosper together. Over the years, I have stated in public many times that China and the United States should be partners and friends. This is what history has taught us and what reality demands. A few days ago, in the latest round of consultation, our two economic and trade teams reached basic consensus on addressing our respective major concerns and made encouraging progress. This provided the necessary conditions for our meeting today. Mr. President, I am ready to continue working with you to build a solid foundation for China-US relations and create a sound atmosphere for the development of both countries. Mr. President, you care a lot about world peace, and you are very enthusiastic about settling various regional hotspot issues. I appreciate your great contribution to the recent conclusion of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. During your visit to Malaysia, you witnessed the signing of the Joint Declaration on Peace along the Cambodia-Thailand border, to which you had provided input. China has been helping in our own way Cambodia and Thailand properly settle their border disputes, and we have also been promoting peace talks to resolve other hotspot issues. The world today is confronted with many tough problems. China and the U.S. can jointly shoulder our responsibility as major countries and work together to accomplish more great and concrete things for the good of our two countries and the whole world. I look forward to exchanging views with you on questions important for our two countries and the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to have you all. Thank you very much.